Hello and welcome to Tanya TV. My name is Tanya Levy and I'm the host of this podcast. For this first episode, it's just going to be me, and I'm going to be giving you all a little background about myself and the intention of the podcast, why I decided to start doing it. So let me start with a little background on myself. I was born in New York City in Manhattan, lived here till I was 9, then moved to Northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, and went to high school and undergrad. I went to Northern Michigan University for undergrad. I double majored in photography and international studies with a concentration in Latin America. During that time, I also studied abroad in Costa Rica and for a summer. And during that time, I kind of found my passion or realized my passion for social justice and human rights. So it was kind of, a bit of I felt like it was a bit of a calling for me to find a way to help people that are, not given the tools or resources that they need. And during that time, I also, became very aware of all of the injustices going on in the world. So it was a little overwhelming, but as an empathetic person, I felt like it was, my duty, in a sense, knowing what's going on, to try and change the world for the better, as cheesy as that might sound. So I graduated from Northern, and then I went to graduate school in San Francisco. So I went to the University of San Francisco and got my master's in international studies. And during that time, I did my fieldwork research in Lima, Peru, where my parents are from. They were both born and raised there. And so my fieldwork research was about the current situation of domestic workers in Peru. And I interviewed domestic workers, employers of domestic workers, also known as household maids. And then I also interviewed experts in the field regarding the situation to really get a full picture on what's going on there. And during that time, I also volunteered for a nonprofit called it was called La Casa de Panchita. And they were a great nonprofit. That work with women domestic workers in Lima and inform them on their rights and offer, health CPR classes, cooking classes, and are really just informative and a great support and resource for women in that line of work. So then, After grad school, I started working at a family-based immigration firm, so primarily dealing with undocumented immigrants from Mexico and El Salvador, preparing adjustment of status applications. And during that time, I also got into yoga as a form of helping me cope with stress. Well, I really started it at the end of my graduate program because writing a thesis is stressful, in case nobody told you. So I did that, and then, so I got into yoga and decided to do a teacher training program so that I felt more educated on what I was doing, rather than just taking the same classes over and over again. And it was during that time that I really felt you know, connected to a higher purpose and very emotionally open and vulnerable. And yeah, just like connected to the world in a completely different way. And yeah, I wanted to share that with people as well to help them feel more connected to themselves, their bodies, to share the resources that I was given basically in order to cope with stress myself. And not just stress, but also, you know, dealing with sadness and anxiety and depression. So I'd actually I have struggled with anxiety and depression since I was in high school. And, you know, I've felt like things have gotten better over the years, and I've spoken to therapists, and, you know, I can't recommend enough seeking help if you need it, and not being afraid to ask for help if you need it. But yeah, I really felt like yoga and moving my body and concentrating on my breath and kind of training the mind in a different way were really helpful tools to be able to work through my own anxieties as they come up, rather than letting it all accumulate. And then, you know, it gets to a point where I don't really know what to do and I have to seek help from someone else. So that happened. Yoga teacher training was great. And during my time in San Francisco, I also got into Ayurveda. So I started seeing an Ayurvedic specialist because I, you know, was working at a law firm and felt like, kind of, you know, I was into the daily routine, I was doing my workouts, but I wasn't feeling really energized. And, you know, I didn't really have that drive that I felt like was necessary or was lacking in my life. So I kind of turned to Ayurveda as a way to, you know, make sure that everything's working well in the body. And then during, I guess, about 6 months of seeing an Ayurvedic specialist, I felt more energized. I felt more at peace in my body. And, you know, I really felt like it was working for me rather than just, you know, a vessel for me to move around and eat whatever I want. So anyways, those have been my interests over the years. And I moved from San Francisco to New York, specifically Brooklyn is where I'm located now, in October of 2019. So it's been pretty close to a year now. And yeah, you know, back to my roots. I really love it here. The city, even during COVID, is amazing. The people here are so straightforward and genuine. And yeah, I definitely appreciate that because I feel like I'm that way as well. Yeah, another point that I wanted to make was that yoga teacher training also really helped me to be aware of the energy that I'm surrounding myself with. And that's, you know, not only like how I speak to myself and, you know, whether I go through negative self-talk, but also the friends and, you know, different things that I surround myself with energetically. So I think that's something that's really important to be aware of moving forward. The idea for the podcast started pretty unexpectedly. I was back home in Michigan during, you know, March through June of this year to kind of get away from COVID in New York. And then George Floyd was murdered and there was the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, I was just really feeling very affected, both emotionally and mentally, and just frustrated with the world. And I felt like, you know, now is the time to use my voice to share my thoughts and opinions. And so I started doing some Instagram lives. I started posting videos of myself talking, and then I felt like it would be more beneficial if I was also having discussions with friends, family members, different experts about their opinions and their thoughts on what's going on in the world. And it's really all in the hopes of being able to create a safe space where people can come and listen and learn and be a part of this discussion, these discussions, so that, you know, we can all just learn something. And so we don't have to feel alone in our thoughts and know that we're not alone in this struggle. Basically, that's how the idea for the podcast happened. I wanted to create kind of a database where I could store all these discussions and people could listen to them easily, access them easily. I really hope you all stay tuned, because there's some really great content coming. And if you would like to follow me on social media, my Instagram is TanyaLevy_TV. On Twitter, I'm TanyaTV9. And then on Facebook, you can find me at TanyaTV. So with that, I will leave you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And remember to take care of yourself and others.